You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason in Milan today at the Illinois Farm Tax School. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's with Agrible to take up the weather forecast. Eric?
Well, Todd, we should definitely start off by talking about some of the heavy rains that were around Illinois this past few days, but really centered up in parts of Iowa and Minnesota, even parts of Wisconsin, and even back towards eastern South Dakota, where some locations right there along that that region of the Corn Belt saw between 4 and 6 inches of rain. Northern Illinois got in a little bit on the action, but really when you get downstate, we've kind of skirted away from the heavier rainfall amounts. And even with the front that passed through early this morning, bringing in that band of showers and storms, really didn't put down too much. So across much of Illinois, it was just kind of hit or miss over the last few days, while other parts of the Corn Belt were really kind of rained out here. And when you talk about 6 inches of rainfall coming in a 3 or 4 day event on this parked boundary that was kind of just sitting there across parts of Iowa, Minnesota, like I said, back into Nebraska and South Dakota, that really is going to cause a lot of problems. So we're hearing some concerns about what this might mean for mold, certainly what this is going to mean for soybean pod swelling and some other issues like that. Now, now that the front's passed through Illinois, so it's worked its way through here on Friday, we've got a high pressure that's going to dominate over the weekend. And by the way, when that high pressure center slid in behind the cold front, we actually got some overnight lows last night. This would be a Thursday night to Friday morning that dipped down below freezing in parts of North Dakota and Montana. That's what we should expect this time of year. So that front's passed through here. And honestly, right here around central Illinois, you know, we're going to have some rebounding temperatures by the time we get into Sunday and Monday. But maybe our next chance of rain isn't until Tuesday. And after Tuesday, I'm going to tell you, we've got three systems I'm watching very carefully that could come sweeping through parts of the Corn Belt, getting through Illinois, that could be bringing us multiple chances of rain. So the pattern's very active. Now, speaking of that pattern, right now, some of the big things we're watching. We had a tropical system, a tropical depression-like system that moved out of Mexico into Texas and Oklahoma. And this morning, it was absolutely pouring the rain in Texas and Oklahoma. And that's moving over toward Arkansas and could certainly get some rain, some of the rain showers from that getting into southern Illinois. So we've got basically soaking rains on either side of central Illinois right now. But in terms of that active pattern, the big question will be this. We have dislodged the ridge that was sitting over much of kind of north central Alaska. And that ridge is what put all that cold air into western Canada that dipped into the Pacific Northwest. Well, the ridge has now moved east. It's now into the Gulf of Alaska. It's over parts of eastern Alaska. And that shoves that whole wave train pattern to the east as well. And as that all happens, what does that mean? Well, the cold air that's been building up in parts of Canada will be allowed to, with each one of these low pressure systems, to kind of be pulled south into the middle part of the country. So if you ask me to tell you what I'm expecting in terms of a forecast here, I think we're going to be on a bit of a roller coaster ride. And that's normal for fall. The overall outlook for October, though, I think on average, we're going to see cooler than average conditions. Now, I'm not expecting a massive cool down where it's just going to be super cold in October, but it looks as though because of that cold air in Canada and the shift in the flow of the atmosphere, we may have more cooler days than warmer days as we move throughout this month of October. So that's what we're looking at as we move into harvest. And I'll tell you again, if I was a central Illinois farmer and I could get in and harvest right now, I'm just thinking about the chances of rain coming through next week. First good chance, maybe late Monday night, but definitely into Tuesday. And then we got multiple chances after that next week. So very active pattern. So hopefully farmers will be able to kind of get in and take advantage of a few more dry days that we'll have here in central Illinois. Now, I want to turn my attention quickly to South America. They have had some recent rains that really look like the Brazilian monsoon has got going there in parts of, you know, the Brazil's northern growing regions like Mato Grosso, regions like that. Southern Brazil is very wet right now. We have two big low pressure systems that have kind of left a lingering cold front over parts of Uruguay, parts of Parana, getting into Paraguay, and even northern Argentina. So it's actually very, very wet there right now. So it's very interesting to see. But I'll tell you something else I was watching just the other day on satellite. You know, we're paying very close attention to what Brazil's acreage is going to be because we know that there is a lot of pressure on them right now to grow a lot of soybeans. And if the weather is favorable, they have potential for setting another record crop, both in yield, but most importantly in production. So I was watching some satellite data the other day, and oh my goodness, you would not believe the amount of slash and burn that's going on right now on the northern fringes of Brazil's major growing regions. Parts of Mato Grosso, parts of Rondônia, you know, You know, this area, it's incredibly smoky because they have to stop burning by November 1st. I was talking with one of our professors, Stephen Nesbitt, who was saying they have a law down there that all that slosh and burn has to stop by November 1st. So they are rapidly clearing to put in more and more acres there. So something I wanted to bring up to you from a meteorological perspective, air quality horrible right now because of all the burning, just to get rid of some Amazon and get more soybean acres down there in the northern fringes of Brazil's major growing areas.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible.